Right now in the studio, the folks behind Chosen Family Zine, Mike Amari, the event organizer for Opus 40 Basilica and others, and Liam Singer, the owner of the Avalon Lounge and a member of Wave Farm's board of directors, is on the phone with us. Hello, gentlemen.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going? So we're sort of in our own little hibernation mode right now. We take a break from December through March of making the physical zine and distributing that, which has the show paper in it. But we do still post it at the top of each month on the Instagram at Chosen Family Presents. And then I'm also putting those images up at chosenfamilypresents.com. So if you don't use social media, or you know someone who doesn't use social media, wants to be able to find out about events going on in the area, chosenfamilypresents.com. You can find the full show paper at the top of each month this winter.
And the show paper is the exhaustive calendar listings of what's going on in the month that the Chosen Family Zine comes out.
Not quite exhaustive. We edit it a little toward events that we think our readers will be interested in and smaller venues. But there's a lot there.
I just thought you guys were exhausted once you finished putting
exhausted.
It together. Yeah.
Oh, it's exhausting in that way for sure.
It's fun to just not only know what's keep on top of what's happening, but keep on top of new venues and spaces that are popping up all over the Hudson Valley.
Yeah, and being December, we're firmly in the winter. There's no outdoor spaces happening, and the indoor spaces that are the regulars in the area do have a lot going on this month, which. Maybe if you're new to the area, you think everything's shutting down, but actually like Tubby's, Avalon, Colony all have a lot of events going on.
Yeah, we just talked about TSL having two events this week.
Yeah. And actually at Tubby's, one show I wanted to highlight is the Anjimile, I think that's how you pronounce their name. Willis Ross is going to open that show. That's going to be a really nice sort of like indie folk, but like dreamy and sort of experimental. And then I at the
What date was that for?
Oh, that is on the 7th, so that's tomorrow. And then at Avalon, one of the shows that stuck out to me is Aaron Dyer from Buick and Gaze. Local.
The new record is great. Yeah. We've been playing a lot of the new record here.
That's essentially a release show, right, Liam?
It's a release show, yeah. And My Tree, who's playing. That's the sort of experimental pop project of Caroline Davis, who has played Avalon before in her sort of new composition jazz hat, but this is sort of another project of hers. And then Lily Konigsberg is also on the bill, formerly of Talberta. Yeah, three kind of really amazing experimental pop acts.
Yeah, Lily's great. I'm curious to see what they do on that show. They have like so many different projects and things that they do.
Totally.
Similar to Aaron, actually. So, that's a great,
lots of
great
side
bill.
Projects there. Yeah.
That's on the 13th.
But you know Aaron from Buick and Gaze. That's the main band, if you don't know.
Yeah. But then, there's all these other spaces like outside of those core spaces that have stuff going on this month.
Mike, do you know much about Toasted Newberg? Because more and more events are popping up there, but I don't know anything about it.
No, I haven't actually been there yet for an event. I like...
It's a venue?
It's a venue bar. There's sort of an extra space. They've done little movie screenings, little parties.
Dance parties. They're having a drag show.
Yeah.
They
also kind of team up with another venue in Newberg called Jet Set Tiki Bar, which they're near each other, and so on New Year's Eve and Halloween and stuff, they'll do parties where it's like one ticket and you get into both, and there's things going on at both, like stuff like that, which I think is really
creative. Always fun to like be able to change your whole atmosphere. If it's not going well at one place, then you can go to the other place and like a whole new view on life.
If the little tiki umbrella starts like speaking to you, then you can just move on over to
exactly.
to the other one.
Two shows that I was surprised were not sold out, at least when I was researching the show paper. Marnie Stern on the 15th at Tubby's.
Almost sold out, but I believe there are still
almost
tickets.
Sold out. Yeah. And then the next night at Glen Falls House, Rebel Bucket is playing, and that's a collaboration with Polly G's Pizza. There is some sort of all-you-can-eat pizza plus See the Band deal.
I think that's Wild Honey Pie putting that show on. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and that was also close, I think, close to sold out when I looked into it. But
what was the date on that?
That's on the 16th.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and I love that, like Glen Falls House, you think of it as a summer spot in the area. I love that they're doing events in the winter.
Yeah, the tavern's very cozy. It's a nice place.
The food is always good.
Yeah.
Yes.
Of course, there are a bunch of, like, holiday-oriented events and shows. I mean, there's tons of markets, which we don't actually list because there's, like, too many. But I did want to highlight Darlene Love, who seems to always play the area with her holiday show, sometimes at different places. She's doing that at Bearsville Theater on the 9th. You know, for my money, like, that's a show that's worth actually, like, I'm sure it's a lot of money. Like, you know, she's a legend. And her voice is still great, which is amazing. And then also at Jet Set Tiki Bar in Newburgh, there's a Satin Dolls holiday show. They're like, I don't really understand what it is, but it's like a very like vintage. It's almost like...
seems kind of like the Rockettes almost.
Yeah, exactly. It's like the Rockettes or something. It's like a... what was it called when soldiers are overseas and their shows, like USO shows?
USO show, yeah.
It's almost like a USO
Bob
show.
Bob Hope is going to pop in. And...
Yeah, exactly. But they're like really legit. And they do all these like big venues and stuff, and they're doing it in Newburgh at a tiny space. So it's kind of cool.
We're always fans here of the annual Brian DeWan holiday show that's at Avalon Lounge. That's the 21st
that's
when there's
the
21st. Like Catskill events. You're also playing a soundtrack to the Charlie Brown Christmas on the outside?
Yeah, so on the 21st, Catskill did this last year, and it was a really big success. It's a solstice walk. The main street's shut down from 6 to 8, and there's sort of bonfires in the middle of the street. And so during that part of the night, Wesley Harper, we're going to drag the piano out into the street and project the Charlie Brown Christmas special, and he'll do kind of a live soundtrack to that. And then at 8:30 that night, an hour later, Brian DeWan is going to do his annual holiday special, which is, always a treat.
Yeah. How do you deal with, like, if it's freezing cold, like him playing the piano outside? Is that...
I don't know. I mean, if it's really cold, I might sub in our, I've got like a good fake piano, but
I think it
would be fun to bring the real piano out just for the...
Well, I have, and I have to commend, Liam and Avalon and Catskill. Like, I think you are really the only venue that we kind of keep track of that's doing events from the 20th to the 23rd.
Yeah, well, like I told you, like I saw that, and then I thought maybe everyone else knows something I don't. But
and some
know,
some it of it's like holiday stuff, and some of it's just good local bands. So I don't know.
Yeah, we've got a great local show that Friday, and then Saturday, the 23rd, DJ Tall Ass Matt is bringing kind of a crew of great DJs down from Albany to throw a free party. So I'm hoping the people want to get out a little before they hole up with the family.
Yeah, and then of course we have some New Year's Eve events listed. There's a lot of dance parties and stuff going on. We tried to list some things that were like a little different and more interesting. And there's New Year's Eve events happening.
I guess
too.
That's the Felice Brothers are doing both, right?
Felice Brothers. I think the first night the Eve is sold out, but actual New Year's Eve is not sold out at Colony.
Eve at Avalon. We have this party called Briscoe Disco that happened last year. Sort of organized by Ben Saraton, but Fote is DJing. Roost World, which is this great kind of live techno group from Burlington, performing. And that's a free party. And then, on actual New Year's Eve, we're having our community rave network.
Do you cheer at midnight on New Year's Eve?
I think the whole idea of New Year's Eve is very low pressure, low stakes.
Yeah, that's how I've always thought of it too. Yeah, like if you don't want to... crazy party, if you don't want the sort of like social pressures that come along with New Year's Eve, or if you're in some cases you're in the service industry and you're going to be working that night.
That's true.
Totally.
Yes.
Yeah,
but there's also on New Year's Eve there's the Ed Palermo big band at the Falcon.
Cool.
There
Neon Moons at Half Moon,
country line dance sort of vibe, two-step vibe at Half Moon in Hudson. I think they do this every year, the sort of Helm family midnight ramble at Levon Helms. So, I mean, there's, I was surprised how many events we had in our show paper this month, put it that way. Usually it kind of calms down, and we still have, I think we have like close to 100 events listed. So,
and of course there could be fewer shows later this month because, COVID is, did that jazz show get,
we've had one COVID cancellation so far. Yeah. Wayne Horvitz had to cancel his whole East Coast trip because he couldn't make the flight because he had COVID. And so far, we've been lucky. That's been our only show affected. But yeah, it's, you know, obviously going to happen. Just one of those things.
Yeah, we're in that time right now where it's like, well, is it going to be a major effect on doing things indoors or
doing things indoors in groups, yeah, packed together? Yeah. Singing loudly sometimes,
right,
all those things are the negative possibilities, right? Or the negative
I mean, last winter was actually kind of for us at Avalon at least pretty blessedly free of too many logistics around that. The winter before, obviously, it was a huge issue. So yeah, it's a wait and see sort of thing.
But you're seeing a few more masks at shows in the last couple weeks is what I've been seeing.
Definitely, yeah. And dance parties.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, so if there's anything that you're interested on this show paper, head to chosenfamilypresents.com. You can find it on there, or it's posted on our Instagram, which is at chosenfamilypresents. And like I said, over the winter, at the top of each month, we will post those up. And then we also come on here on WGXC and talk about some of the highlights, some of the interesting stuff.
All right. Well, thank you guys for joining us, and we'll see you again next month, I guess, with many more shows than this month, right?
I think January is the quietest month of the year. Yeah. I think that's the quietest month of the year, yeah.
We've got stuff at Avalon, but, you know, a lot of weeknights are without shows. But there will be stuff happening, but I think January will be quiet, yeah.
So mostly weekends in January, I guess it sounds like. All right. Well, thank you guys for joining us.